good communication skills can bring men and women together. But when the increasing stress of our busy lives is added to the mix, Mars and Venus collide. Stress is a major contributor to why we fight. The fact that men and women cope with the stress differently is the root of our conflicts. Though men and women are similar, when it comes to stress, they are very different. With increasing stress, these differences are intensified. Instead of facing life's challenges and growing together in love, many couples drift apart to a comfortable but passionless distance or are ripped apart by the feeling of resentment, confusion, and mistrust that lead to explosive fights. Welcome to my podcast, Zoomer. I am Mariam, your host for the show. In today's episode, we will be looking on some of the topics mentioned in the famous book of all times, Why Mars and Venus Collide by John Gray. Have you ever wondered why a woman never forget to quarrel? Well, women's brains are wired to feel and recall emotions more intensely than the brain of men. The process of experiencing emotion and coding that experience into memory is more tightly integrated in a woman's brain. Studies found that women tend to have more vivid and string memories of emotional events than men and can recall more memories than men more quickly. Researchers also suggest that the neural connections between the emotional and memory centers in women might explain why a woman's emotional memory is more vivid and accurate than a man's. Women usually expect men to express the same degree of intensity and accuracy as they do when it comes to relationships, and most of the time they will be disappointed. But once she recognizes this distinction, a woman can easily adjust her expectation. Mind it, she is not lowering her expectation. She is simply adjusting them to what is realistic. Do you know women have a strange habit of keeping a score system of her partner and scoring her own behavior? Sometimes a man feels he can't make a difference because his partner feels she has scored more points than he has. Most of the time, we hear women saying, "I do more than him, so his points don't count." This generally happens when the score becomes about 33-3. Now let's understand the 33-3 concept. He starts out with 3 points for going for work, coming home, and being faithful. She gives herself the same 3 points and then another 33 points for doing everything on her never-ending to-do list that includes him. Every time she picks up something for his, he gives herself a point. When she makes her a meal, she gives her a point. Strange thing is, even when she worries about him, she gives herself a point. In short, women are expert at racking up the points and hence she feels their efforts to support each other are unequal. When he doesn't get disheartened and keeps doing the little things, the score evens and she feels more supported. It is as though her mind is keeping track. When the score is close to even, she feels wonderful again. So the next time she counts on the things she does versus yours, you know what's running in her mind and what you need to do. The amazing difference in scoring points is that a man feels great when he's winning. If he's scoring more points, he's happy to sit back and relax for a while. But when a woman has more points, she feels as if she's losing and is working more and gets stressed. For her to win, she needs to feel she's receiving as much as she's giving. Now let's look at the every woman's favorite activity, shopping. Who doesn't love shopping? A man's need for space and a woman's need for time show up very clearly in our different approaches to shopping. Shopping, particularly for shoes and all other accessories, often lowers a woman's stress levels. Look in a woman's closet, you will find rows of shoes in a variety of colors for every season, mood, or outfit. His colors for this reason and every season are black and shades of brown. Have you ever watched a man in a mall shopping with his wife? He's dragging along, hoping the event will finally be over, looking for a bench, while his partner is happily strolling, smiling, looking from left to right, taking in everything, exploring all the new fashion and discovering what is new that might decorate her house or support her children, a family member or a friend. While these activities lowers her stress levels, it does nothing for him. Unless he comes across a Starbucks or a Victoria's Secret soon, he may die on the spot. Men do shop on their own and enjoy it. Men can obsess about cars, electronics, and gadgets. The difference is that the men shop in ways that stimulates their mind. A man needs to have a clear destination or a goal. Knowing where he is going and the desired outcome is very important for him. He wants to get in and out as quickly as possible. He is a man on a mission. Sometimes men cope with stress by going out and spending money. Doing so gives them the ability to spend money, is often a sign of competence and power. A woman benefits is in a different way. She can use shopping to cope up with stress because it can be a nurturing activity. By taking the time to shop, she can gradually get out of the mode of thinking about others and begin to think about her own wishes and needs. For shopping to be a stress-reducing activity, they need to make time for it and go with a more experienced friend who completely enjoys it. Since women are designed for nurturing, they can have trouble considering their own needs. The visual stimulation of so many things to buy gradually increases her desire for more, and that can then help her to feel her own needs as a priority again. Not finding what she's looking for does not produce stress for a woman because she now has the reason to go shopping again. When a man shops, he is on a hunt. He wants to get in and then get out. When a woman shops, it is as much hit as it is a miss. She's simply gathering what is available. She can always return later to buy something on sale or when it is in the season. Even our shopping habits reflect our prehistoric roles as hunter-gatherers. The more we understand our differences, the easier it is for men and women to get along and reduce the friction between us. Instead of expecting our partners to think the way we do, we are able to consider what is best for them. This is a never-ending process. If you think I understand women completely, I have to be honest and I need to say that this is an ongoing discovery process. No one gets in there right every time. When we try to give our partners the respect they deserve, our lives are suffused with a feeling of purpose and meaning. Ultimately, no sacrifice is too great if it feels right in our hearts. This marks the end of our second episode. You've been listening to Zuma with Mariam. If you enjoy our episodes, please subscribe and show us your love. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram if you would like to. We are looking forward for your support. Meet you in the next episode. Until then, stay safe, take care, bye-bye. Thank you so much.